All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is another transcribing lesson. How do you just hear a song on the radio and know how it goes? It's all about ear training, and this goes back to the ear training commuter audio that I gave you guys. And if you're not listening to it, go back and listen to it. This is how much fun you could have. This song is called The Greatest Love Story by Lanco. I've never heard it in my life, other than just 2 seconds of queuing it up before I started recording this. And this is what it sounds like. So the very first thing I do is I play on the guitar, I play to hear what key. I know that that's an E. And I can hear that that's a flat. I already know what key that's in, because I know that that's E, and it's a flat fifth away from the key. That's a whole nother story. So here's my key, B flat. And I can just instantly find that, because I know the relationship between E and B flat. From there, I'm going to just listen. So let's go back, and I'll write the chords as we go along. So I already know it's B flat, and F, and E flat, and B flat. I'll explain, and that happens twice. Oh, there's an E flat.
They said I was nothing but a troublemaker, never up to no good. You were the perfect out American girl, wouldn't touch me even if you could. But you were sneaking out your window every night, riding shotgun in my car. We'd go to the river and find us a spot, and we probably went a little too far, just a little too far. Cause I was gonna be your forever.
Keep it.
I spend my days working, spend my nights drinking, howling at the moon. Screaming for the days when you were coming back. No, it couldn't come too soon. Couldn't come too soon.
There's the chorus. Oh no, there's the extra bar. Here's the chorus.
You were gonna be my wife.
I just wanna check if I'm right. Another verse.
So we went out for a couple of drinks to find out who we are now.
Alright, wait. And then
sure
chorus coming up probably. So be patient, we're almost there.
I went to the store and bought you a ring, and I got down. I won't need that, I won't need.
There's the extra bar. And it goes twice.
And that's it.
So that last little chord is
something. So baby, say yes to me.
Alright, so there's your song. And I did it in 4 minutes and 51 seconds.
Nice. 3
minutes and 33 seconds of it is the actual song. So I'm not showing off. I'm just going to show you how easy it is to transcribe songs. Once I knew the key, the chords are all 1-4-5. So from do to do, that's who, here comes the bride, that's the fourth, and then that's the Star Wars theme, da 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 da, da. That's the fifth, right? And so the rest is all 1-4-5, except there's a G minor at the very end. Now, for beginning students who don't do bar chords, you can simply put a capo on, and we'll transpose this song to the key of A at the capo fret 1. So hang on 1 second and let's do that. All right, so we're gonna check this. I just rewrote it in the key of A. So if you're wondering how did I know to rewrite it in the key of A using a capo, I have a whole nother audio session called How to Use a Capo, How and When to Use a Capo. But for right now, the student who doesn't know how to play bar chords has the capo on fret 1 and is playing in A. So I rewrote the chart in the key of A. And we're gonna all play along. The other student is doing bar chords, playing in B flat.
I don't remember.
Alright, so we're gonna try and play along on this song. The letters A and B in the box is just the sections, not the chords. Only chord that you probably don't know is F sharp minor, which is only at the very end. We'll deal with that later. For now, try and play along. I'll cue it up again. This goes by quick. So it would be like this. A, E, G, and A. And then again, A, and E, and D, and A. And then, and there's your extra bar of D.